Now, of course, as the idea of the changes within you goes on, there will be, according to this process of interaction, more and more opportunities to interact in different ways. Some of this has already begun. Some of you already know that there are interactions that take place in your dream life, in your dream reality, between different beings and yourselves. And thus then, when you wake up, you can incorporate that information into your daily waking lives. But there will also, relatively rapidly in terms of your history, come a time in the near future when you will begin to interact more and more openly with many of us, when we will begin to interact more and more openly with many of you. We have, of course, heard from you the question over and over and over and over and over and over again, why don't you just land and get it over with? Now, again, please, 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 no offense, we love you, but would you want to land in an insane asylum where all the inmates had guns? So, just to illustrate the point dramatically, or even melodramatically, since we know many humans love melodrama, the idea is simply that it's not appropriate not only for us, it's not appropriate for you for the following reason. As we have now begun to explain, there are different states that you may be in, and a different state of vibration is representative of a different state of psychology. And when you are still experiencing the idea where there might be belief systems that are buried within you that you might be afraid to look at, that you're not ready to integrate, interacting with a civilization that is more highly integrated would be like taking a very slow turning gear and a very high speed turning gear and jamming them together before they have a chance to synchronize. Our vibration would overwhelm you to the point that it would force the issues you're not ready to look at to the surface of your consciousness and in many cases actually cause psychotic shock. That wouldn't be very beneficial for our communication in the future. Now, we know many of you say, oh, no, 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 I'm ready, I'm ready. Land tomorrow, land your ship tomorrow, I'm ready to walk on board and say, howdy. All right. However, many times people have asked us this, and in the 23 of your years that we've been communicating with you in this way, we have agreed on 3 different occasions to actually go ahead and do that. We've told the person where to go, when to be there, and that we would land our ship and meet them. In every single case, no matter how sure they were that they were ready, as soon as they perceived that they started to see something coming down and landing, every single one of them ran, scared out of their wits. Again, not because they were scared of us, because they were scared of what was coming up within them. And it was overwhelming them, and in that sense, they couldn't deal with it, panicked, and fled. It is a real energy vibration. And what you are experiencing of our energy in this, because we are obviously giving off a percentage of our energy through the channel's body, and in that sense, out into the room, immersing you in it, as we are then picking up on the vibrations of all of you, what you are experiencing of our energy now is about 0.1% of what we are. The idea is to understand that this must be done gently so that you meet us halfway, at least, so that you really understand what you're getting involved in. Because you must understand, what you are coming into contact with is an entire galactic society. And much of the idea of how it functions is nothing like a lot of your science fiction. It functions in a very different way, using synchronicity in ways you have absolutely no idea of, to allow itself to expand and grow and interact with other beings and have experiences that you would find daunting at this particular point. So bit by bit, you become an honorary member, and then an initiate member, and bit by bit, you learn the ropes, and you begin to interact with more and more beings, and in time, you are, in a sense, given an assignment. And the assignment, one of the first assignments on that level your planet will be given, is to begin to interact with another civilization that's coming up the ladder in their evolutionary consciousness process. And you, in a sense, will then eventually, to them, be as we are to you. You will be their UFOs. And you will cause buzz in their society. And you will observe them and help them and learn from them as they learn from you. That's a ways down the line in terms of time as you count it. But as things are going along right now, it is our perception of the energy reading we are taking right now that somewhere between your year of 2033 and 2037, you will become true members of the association on a beginning level. But by that time, somewhere after 2015 to 2017, as we read your collective energy now, one way or another, through a variety of means, your entire planet at that point will be aware of the fact, and I mean aware of the fact, that other civilizations exist. There will be no question any longer after those years that other civilizations beside your own exist. There will be a few more strong sightings and interactions after that point that will drive the point home. And it will cause you to really rethink what's going on in yourself to the degree that by your year of 2025, you will have established enough of a change within yourselves that it will begin to accelerate the process toward the 2033 to 37 mark of becoming an initiate member in our particular alliance of worlds. Now, again, it's all up to you. Remember, there's no such thing as a prediction of the future. There is only a sensing of the energy that exists at the moment the prediction is made. If that energy doesn't change direction or momentum, it will come to pass. If it does, it won't. But there is no such thing as a prediction of the future. No psychic ever predicts the future. There are an infinite number of probable reality futures. A psychic is picking up on the idea of the vibration that is strongest at the moment the prediction is made in the present. A psychic is reading the present more fully, not the future. But if that energy doesn't change, the prediction comes to pass. But often, a prediction will actually add energy in such a way as to render itself obsolete. Because when you hear a prediction that is representative of a reality you don't prefer, then you change the energy and you yourselves render the prediction obsolete. Doesn't mean the prediction was wrong. Means you've rendered it obsolete by being made aware of where the energy was at the moment the prediction was made. And if you don't like it, you can change it. That's how to use psychic ability, is expanding your awareness of what's going on more fully here and now so you can really chart the course you really wish to chart. Now, one thing we can obviously say to you with a relatively high degree of conviction and certainty is, if we were not going to ultimately interact with you in a blatant and open manner, we probably wouldn't be having these conversations at all. So the fact that we're having this communication now, even in this way, is an indicator that it's highly likely, that in the time frame I have just laid out for you, you will, within that time frame, experience more and more and more solid contact with us and other civilizations. Although, we will not be the first ones you will make official contact with physically. No, I won't tell you who it is. However, as I said, the first step is that somewhere around your year of 2015 to 2017, and I'm not saying it's because there will be landings everywhere, but somewhere around that time, your entire civilization, relatively speaking, will be absolutely aware that it will be a fact that other civilizations exist. Now, many people on your planet have talked about the idea of the year 2012. The idea of the end of a cycle, the beginning of a new. Well, yes, it is. and it represents many different kinds of things with regard to your overall collective energy and consciousness. It's like the leading edge of your consciousness wave, a critical mass threshold crossing idea, wherein upon, after that moment, there will be a heightened acceleration on a variety of levels in your society. One of the ways relevant to this conversation today that 2012 is a demarcation with regard to the idea of contact is, we've spoken about the idea of not intervening, not interfering with your civilization. There has been, relatively speaking, a kind of hands-off policy to make sure that the choices you were making in that sense were your own and we were not interfering unduly in those choices. And so a kind of quarantine has been on your planet for thousands of years. Don't mess with the natives, so to speak. Many of your science fiction writers have picked up on this psychically, and many of them have labeled it a kind of prime directive. Do not intervene with civilizations that are in the process of developing to a certain point until they get to that point. 2012 represents a demarcation where the quarantine ends. Now, that doesn't mean, again, on the very next day there will be ships landing all over your planet saying, howdy. But what it means is, from that point forward, there could be. The quarantine will be lifted, and from that point forward, it'll be completely and utterly, totally in your hands as to how quickly contact will occur. It will no longer be the product of us taking a hands-off backseat position or attitude. From that point forward, we will be able to interact with you blatantly, but from that point forward, it will be completely up to you as to when we do so, based on the changes you make in yourselves and your society. Is that understandable?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now then, what is the time frame that exists for the first part of this transmission remaining? Do you have about what you would call 30 of your minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We will then, at this phase, interact with you more directly in the form that you call questions for the remainder of the first part, first phase of this interaction. So those of you that wish to interact in that way through discussion or question, by all means, please at this point feel free to do so.